Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
As a first step toward restoring transparency and accountability to government, we will also reverse the overclassification of government documents. And in the coming days, we are going to make public remaining records relating to the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, his brother Robert Kennedy, as well as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and other topics of great public interest. It's all going to be released, Uncle Sam.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Well, it is fantastic to have Hans with us this morning on such a historic day in the nation's history, the inauguration of Donald Trump to be the 47th president of the United States. We're going to have that live for you here on the radio this morning. We've got Hans live right now in Washington, D.C. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Yeah. Good morning, Mark. On a very cold day, I'm looking at a thermometer. It's 20 degrees where I am, and that's the coldest. This will be my seventh inaugural. It's the coldest I've ever seen it for an inauguration.
Wow, with a 15 or 20 mile an hour wind, I understand, whipping around there in D.C.
No, that's right.
It's crazy. You know, just before we went to break there at the bottom of the hour, the news broke that Joe Biden has issued preemptive pardons for Mark Milley, Dr. Fauci, and anybody who served on the January 6th committee. Your reaction?
You know, he has abused the president. President Biden has abused the pardon power in a way that I have never seen with any prior president, and really abused it in a way that I don't think any prior president of the U.S. You know, why would he do that if none of these people did anything wrong? I mean, that in itself tells you quite a bit about the machinations behind the scenes that were going on, including, by the way, you know, them admitting, them being the J6 committee, that they had destroyed all these documents that they had gathered to support their supposed conclusions on what had happened. The fact that they did that says that they had a lot to hide.
Yeah, it's an admission, in my opinion, that there was fire where we saw smoke. If indeed,
yes,
Liz Cheney was coaching witnesses, and then there's evidence that the public wasn't allowed to see, and I mean, it just more proof that what they were doing from the beginning, which we all suspected here, that it was a biased attempt to paint this as something that it wasn't.
No, that's right. And look, we could get lost. The public could get lost in all these things that Biden is doing at the last minute, including pardons and commutations for literally thousands of criminals in the jails. But one of the ones for people to remember and to think about is the fact that he has just released terrorists from Guantanamo Bay. And let me tell you, with the recidivism rate of those terrorists, when Americans are killed in the future by these same terrorists that he released into the world, everyone will know who to point their fingers at, who will be to blame for those Americans being killed. It will be Joe Biden.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, we got Hans von Spakovsky with us from the Heritage Foundation. You know, I have to ask your take on the TikTok situation.
Yes.
Obviously, it went dark for a little while. Donald Trump said some nice things about it, and it went live again. Technically, according to the law, they should be suspended from operations right now. What are we on shaky legal ground here?
Well, I hope that the president actually allows his attorney general, when she comes in, Pam Bondi, to enforce the law. And the law says that look, TikTok can operate as long as they get rid of their ownership by the Chinese Communist government. Mm-hmm. That's not too much to ask. In fact, you know, the president wants to protect Americans. He just, you know, just played a clip about transparency, releasing classified documents. The communist government, through TikTok, has been collecting data on Americans, our private information, and the whole point of this law was to stop that. And I would hope, actually, that he'll reconsider this particular problem and actually enforce the law. I mean, look, the Supreme Court, 9-0, and 9-0 said this law can be enforced.
You know, Biden has, I've lost track now of how many, you know, millions of dollars the Biden administration has forgiven as far as student loans.
Right.
Now, obviously, some of them probably the money's already been deposited into their accounts. But this latest round that he just did, I think a couple weeks ago, is the train already too far down the tracks at this point to reverse that? Or is there any hope that some of these things could be reversed when Trump takes office today?
Well, let me tell you, not just student loans, but I think that the liberal reporters in this town, particularly people at The Washington Post, New York Times, they're going to be suffering whiplash by the end of the day from looking at the 200 executive orders that the president will have signed going into everything from border security to energy to ending DEI programs across the federal government. I don't think they will have ever seen anything. Can they claw back money that's been paid out that shouldn't have been? Boy, that's difficult. You know how bad the federal government is, for example, at rooting out just other things like fraud and getting right. that money back. But let me tell you, I think by the end of today, the southern border will be closed. I think there's going to be a national emergency declared. I think the president's going to issue an order saying that individuals don't have to be processed and released into the country the way the Biden administration. But I think they'll be turning people around. Every single individual they catch at the border, I think they're going to be turning them around and sending them right back across the border.
Hans, I don't know if you've seen the story yet or not, but a Phoenix TV station is reporting. They started reporting it yesterday that last week sometime, the Homeland Security people busted three different illegal aliens. They were asylum seekers is how they referred to them as, but obviously they used Joe Biden's app to seek asylum, but they're illegal aliens driving around with thousands of rounds of 50 caliber and 7.62 ammo, like 20,000 rounds of 7.62 ammo heading east on I-10 out of Phoenix. And they busted them, but this is exactly what we've been worried about with this porous border. Where were they going? Like, there's no information on where they were headed with 10,000 rounds of 50 caliber ammunition.
No, but that's, you're right. That's exactly what happens when you allowed an open border. Look, we are going to get, everyone should be ready that for the fact that we are going to get terrorist attacks in this country. That's going to happen, and it's going to happen because of the fact that we've allowed an open border for the past four years. But I actually think now the chances of trying to stop that have gone way up, because what's going to happen is the law enforcement agencies of the federal government, particularly the Border Patrol, are finally going to be unleashed. They've all been tied down. You know, the Biden White House has been issuing orders telling them to allow people in, and that is all going to stop. So the spigot is being turned off. And let me tell you, that is the most important step the president can take for the safety of the American public of any president.
I would agree. Hans von Spakovsky, our guest. Hans, happy to have you in this segment because it's a little longer than the time we normally have with you. And I appreciate that opportunity this morning. Donald Trump has announced, or it's been announced, that when he takes office today, he's going to withdraw the national security clearance of those 51 on NSA officials who went out and falsely claimed that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian misinformation. I want to play a clip from one of them. His name was David Priest. He was on the air with Brett Baer from Fox, arguing that he didn't do anything wrong. And it's just pretty amazing to hear him parse words here. Listen.
That it has all the classic earmarks of a Russian campaign in the way it was disseminated and propagated through media.
Do you regret signing on to the letter?
Oh, absolutely not, because those words are still true.
Do you think
it has all the classic earmarks?
Of an election?
Oh, absolutely not. No, this
even
is...
Even though it wasn't true. It had the classic earmarks, but it wasn't true.
Yeah, Brett Baer's like, it might have had the classic earmarks, but you 51 people signed that letter for one reason, and that was to help Joe Biden get out from under that PR disaster.
No, that is right, and the fact that this man is continuing to make this claim, everyone should be happy that he is no longer an intelligence official.
Yes.
Because what they did was they signed a letter making a claim without actually reviewing any of the evidence. And that's the kind of behavior that has led to some of the worst intelligence disasters of the past, such as American intelligence not detecting the advancing attack on Pearl Harbor. Those are this guy, he would have been the kind of guy that would have been out there saying, oh, no, we shouldn't worry about the Japanese. That's never going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. And really very, very scary for sure. Hans, listen, have a great time in D.C. today. Stay warm and enjoy this historic day along with us.
I intend to. Like I said, my seventh inaugural in D.C.
That's impressive, sir. Thanks for your time.
All righty. Bye-bye.
You bet. Hans von Spakovsky there at the Heritage Foundation. Probably not in the office yet. He's probably sitting in his robe sipping coffee at home normally when we talk to him at this hour. But, yeah.
I'll be curious to hear what your friend says about the line today to get into the arena.
So my friend Charlie has texted me now. He was leaving Alexandria. He was heading over to get in line at Capital One Arena. So it is 7:44 in the morning Eastern time right now. He's going to join us this morning about 7:35 our time. So in about 45 minutes, they're expecting to be over there and in line. And that's so when after Donald Trump gets inaugurated at noon Eastern and then signs all those 200 executive orders, however long that takes him, he's then going to travel over to Capital One Arena, which holds 20,000 people, and have a post-inaugural celebration along with the parade. However, mm-hmm. they're going to do that inside of the arena. I don't know.
Yeah, is he just going to walk around?
I don't know. But I'm Charlie got locked out yesterday of that. He stood in line and couldn't get in. So they're clearly going over super early this morning to try to secure a position in line. So he's gonna join us on the phone here in about 45 minutes.
And I'm sure with the arena, they can do a lot more security. You know, they can have people walking through the metal detectors and things like that, you know, emptying their pockets versus if you had people normally lining the streets for the parade, you're obviously not going to do that. So under the assumption that there could be more at play than just the cold weather as to why everything was moved inside, you know, maybe that's for the best. Maybe there was a heightened security risk.
Get more at 971talk.com.